Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. Personally for me, yeah, I got a Twitter account. You can reach me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, it's Monday, and it's time for Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer. She's going to have with her a list of some great business networking and educational events going on in the Des Moines Metro, and you are invited to listen in. Grab your calendar. Laura is coming up next. Inside on Business the News Hour is made possible with the support of Taro International. Every business person and every business can use the tools Taro teaches, from communication to decision-making to public speaking. The list of research-based education will help you and your business achieve, lead, and outclass. That's Taro, T-E-R-O.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. AURION.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Cyril. That's Live, the number two, LeadDesMoines.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. Who is with us? Laura Kennard, as she is each and every Monday. We're talking about stuff going on in the Metro when it comes to business education and networking. Yay, Laura.
Hello.
It's a Monday. Go.
It is Monday. It's a Monday after back-to-back festival weekends.
So that's right. You were doing the Latino Fest this
weekend. I did the World Food Festival for 3 days and then the Latino Festival with AARP. So I do some community outreach work with for their education stuff that they do, which is really fantastic. So we were doing some stuff on fraud fighting because, you know, this... What did they say? Robocalling is 3% last year. Now it's 30% of all your incoming. And they're predicting 50% of your incoming mobile phone calls will be robo-scam.
And the other thing that they're doing is they are masking their phone numbers.
Yes.
I mean, today I got a phone call from the state of Iowa it showed up as. And it was somebody hawking something about foot cream or something. I don't know.
And they'll find a number that's close to yours, so you might think it's your office or a family member, and it's just a scam. So I don't know. We have to do something about it. I'm hoping our government does something about it.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it's been, those are really good festivals. It's kind of closing out the festival season, if you will. That's the outdoor festival season.
Yeah.
And
we have that festival called Halloween coming up next.
Oh, yes, we have that.
We are at Grounds for Celebration, ladies and gentlemen, on University Avenue in the village of Windsor Heights with Laura Kennard. What do we got going on, Laura?
Well, so I wanted to mention something that this is already in the works, so it's a series, but I really encourage people, you know, we talk about the Iowa Center and all these great resources that they have, but the Evelyn K. Davis Center for Working Families is also very involved in helping people start businesses and helping people learn about all sorts of aspects of just taxes and jobs and future-ready jobs. And so they were doing a master's business boot camp that started September 10th, but they're going to be doing this on a regular basis. And a good friend of mine, Cameron Middlebrooks, has been involved in that.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it'd be great to say that, you know, the Iowa Center is wonderful, and it's way out west. And if it's a better fit or another place for you to check out,
Evelyn K. Davis
is not too far off of downtown, and you know, has a whole other suite of stuff that they offer. So tomorrow we have something really cool going on at Gravitate Coworking, and that's going to be at 5:30 p.m. And they do this founder fireside chat that it's at Gravitate in West Des Moines, and this time it's going to be with Nancy, and I'm not going to be able to say her name right. She has P515, which is, I mentioned her nonprofit, which is helping people get into technology, especially youngsters, but young girls in particular, and just getting them into coding. And some of these jobs in the future that we're going to need that will provide really good incomes. And a lot of times we don't think of minority populations or women doing those kinds of jobs, and yet that's where the jobs are going to be. So her nonprofit has been instrumental in trying to get more people involved in learning about technology and coding. So she's going to be doing a fireside chat about the organization she founded, and that'll be tomorrow at 5:30.
And where? I'm sorry.
That's going to be at Gravitate, their West Des Moines location. Yes, indeed.
Valley Junction.
Exactly. So the other thing we have going on, we have a workshop, 5 Steps to Smarter Content Marketing Strategy. And this is going to be a workshop at SpinUtech. It's 2:45 p.m. So what it is it's one of those late afternoon things that AMA Iowa puts on. So this will be wonderful, 5 Steps to Smarter Content Marketing Strategy. And I think if you don't necessarily know that that terminology, content marketing, what we're talking about here is any kind of thing that we create, like videos, blogs, graphic
podcasts.
Images, podcasts, just this is content. And this is the thing that people are consuming because it's interesting to them and it helps them learn something. And at the same time, it's a way that you can promote your business through social media, on your website. And so this is really a critical piece.
Sure it
is. And a lot of people don't. Aren't even really familiar with that terminology necessarily. When I say content marketing, they might understand social media, but you have to keep your website refreshed. All of that has to do with having a content marketing strategy. So that'll be a really good one. And SpinUtech, of course, is a great company, and so they'll be doing that. So that's tomorrow. Also, the Greater Des Moines Partnership has top 5 tips for QuickBooks, so that's over the lunch hour tomorrow, 11:30 to 1. They have a little networking, and then from 12 to 1 is the program. But you know, a lot of people use QuickBooks, and it's a wonderful tool, but it also can be challenging, and people, so we're going to have some tips there over the lunch hour. The other thing that's coming up that I'm really excited about this week is the Raising Capital Seminar. This is also a Greater Des Moines Partnership event. And that's going to be, it's hosted by Brown & Winnick Law Firm. So, of course, they're involved in intellectual property and all sorts of legal aspects. But that is really going to help people that specifically are trying to raise capital for their business, which, of course, is a big obstacle when you have a new idea and you're trying to get going with it. So that'll be on the 27th. That's like an all-day thing, 8 a.m. to like 3 in the afternoon on the 27th. So those are some really great things coming up this week. And then I also wanted to...
I've got 2.
Oh, you've got 2 for this week.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Ding,
I didn't want to skip over some great ones. Thank you.
On Wednesday morning, 8 mm-hmm. o'clock in the morning, is the Central Iowa Business Summit.
Oh.
And that's taking place at the Holiday Inn downtown. The Holiday Inn Airport.
Oh.
And this has been put on, this is the second year of this, and this convention, this gathering, features Les McGowan, and it features nationally known individuals.
Oh, wow.
Brad Sugars from Action Coach is going to be here. Chris Steinhardt is in, and this is a big deal. And so if you're familiar with this, ladies and gentlemen, you already know that we had several people on last week talking about this adventure. But that does happen on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, 11:30 in the Village of Windsor Heights, where we happen to be right now at Grounds for Celebration.
Yeah.
Coming up is the Lunch and Learn for the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, wonderful.
And the speaker is going to be Kristen Anderson.
Okay.
Kristen Anderson is the individual who won a $1.2 million judgment against the state of Iowa for sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah.
At the
that'll
Iowa
be
Senate.
Good to hear.
Yeah, so that's mm-hmm. that's another thing.
All
so
businesses should be interested in knowing
hello,
about that.
Hello.
So.
Yeah. So there's.
Yeah, no. And actually, just to mention that We don't always go through all of the chamber activities. A lot of those are for members or non-members, so you have to kind of check. But if you go to the Greater Des Moines Partnerships website, they have kind of the collection of all of the different chamber activities. And, of course, if you are a member of the chamber in one area, you can go to these other ones as members. But also there's a lot of things that you can check out if you haven't joined the chamber yet and are just wanting to know a little bit more about what the chamber has to offer.
And that thing in Windsor Heights. Happens to be open to the public.
Perfect. Yeah, tell me a little bit about the Wednesday thing again, because it didn't hit my radar. Who is hosting that?
Well, this is being hosted by the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, second year in a row.
Okay.
And they bring in these national speakers. It's a full day. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, wraps up at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
But there's 11 breakout sessions. It is all about business and planning for your business and how to have a positive leadership opportunities.
Oh,
big
wonderful.
Stuff. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that sounds so. There's a couple of back-to-back all-day opportunities, sounds like Wednesday and with the Urbandale. And where is that located?
It's going to be at the Holiday Inn
by the airport.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then Thursday, there's also the Raising Capital Seminar. So either one of those would be really great, depending on where you are in your business. So looking ahead a little bit to the Iowa Magazine unveiling, which will be October 2nd, so that's just a little get it on your calendar.
Wow.
The Iowa Magazine, that's going to be in Waukee at Holmes Murphy & Associates, so that's an unveiling event of that magazine. And then on October 3rd, interesting, West Des Moines at the Des Moines Golf & Country Club, this is also an AMA Iowa event, the Evolution of Meredith Corporation. And, you know, Meredith has been through some layoffs, and
they bought Time.
And so
they just sold it.
Yeah. So it's really it's kind of interesting timing to listen to the evolution of Meredith Corporation and what they've done to, you know, of course, being in print and all the challenges that come with the digital world and how they've made some of those transitions. So then the other thing is at the Iowa Center for Economic Success on October 5th, we do this First Friday. Of course, we're coming up on the First Fridays, and we'll talk about those again next week. But one of the things that they do is they feature a woman business owner. And I happen to know this woman business owner, Christy Jones of R. Jones Collision. And she has it's a family business that's been in her family. It was men who owned it. I think it was her father and her uncle, if I'm not wrong. And then she, as a woman in a non-traditional field, inherited the business that she worked in and is now running that collision center. So that's, I think it'll be interesting to listen to her speak about running a very male-dominated business. So. And then another thing that just to mark on your calendar, 90 Ideas in 90 Minutes will be coming up, and that's at the West Des Moines Hilton Garden Inn in West Des Moines, and that's the business record does that. So that's 90 Ideas in 90 Minutes. I meant to catch it last year, and I didn't get to, so it sounds very interesting.
There's an idea for it.
Right. Yeah. Let's catch it, right? So, and social media, we haven't talked about this in a while, but the AMA Iowa also does a social media discussion group, which they were doing every month, and I just wanted to mention that still is going on. They're going to be doing that at Smoky Row. That's for the early morning crowd because it starts at 7:15 a.m. And that group talks about marketing with social media. And you'll be able to mix with people that work with big corporations, people that have smaller businesses, and really get some great tips on using social media. And they do that every month. So
good stuff.
Lots of good stuff coming up.
That's a bunch.
That's a bunch.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can stop this, you know, and go back, and then get your calendar out, mark your favorite date.
Absolutely. All so right. I'll be updating a couple extra things on the dmbizmixer.com, and of course, we looked ahead to some early October stuff, so we'll be talking about some of those again.
There you go, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, also dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Thanks again.
Perfect. Thank
Yay.
You.
It's a Monday, kids, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. Our producer is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing goes to Aaron Libby. Voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura and for our earlier guest with fascinating story about what they're doing in emerging countries. It was Daniel Pettit. If you missed that, go on back and check that out as well. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.